Welcome back to another deep dive. Today, we are looking at a collision of two very different worlds. On one side, we have this idea of content saturation. It's this, you know, feeling that the internet has infinite shelf space, but businesses are just drowning, trying to produce enough high-quality stuff to fill it.
Right, they can't keep up.
And on the other side, we have a massive real-world platform we all know, Eventbrite.
It is a fascinating case study. Because Eventbrite is, well, it's basically a giant library of experiences. You've got concerts, cooking classes, business conferences, everything. But the challenge they face is visibility. Mm. How do you make sure the right person sees the right event at the right time in just a sea of noise?
Exactly. And the solution we are unpacking today is something called the Auto Content API. Now, looking at the documentation we have, this is not just a chatbot helping you write an email.
No, not at all.
The source material calls it an industrial engine for content. But before we get into the gears and wires, I want to challenge that a little bit. You mentioned content saturation.
I did.
If the internet is already saturated, why on earth is the solution more content?
That is the paradox, isn't it? There's too much noise, generally, but there's a scarcity of what the source calls asset density for specific businesses.
Asset density. Okay.
Think about it like this. The barrier to growth used to be distribution. You had to fight to get on TV or get a book deal.
Right.
Today, distribution is basically free. YouTube, Spotify, Google, TikTok, they all offer infinite shelf space. The new bottleneck is production capacity.
You mean actually making the stuff to put on the shelves?
It's the manufacturing. To fill that shelf space, you need assets, audio, video, text. But the traditional cost of production is just incredibly high.
How high are we talking?
Well, if you look at the industry data, outsourcing one high-quality podcast episode can cost you anywhere from, say, $100 to $15,000.
Wow.
And a single short video, $50 to $300, easily.
Which is fine if you're making, I don't know, one Super Bowl commercial. But let's apply this to Eventbrite. They have thousands of things to do in city landing pages.
Thousands. Things to do in Austin. Things to do in New York.
Things to do in Wichita. And then they have millions of individual event listings.
And that is the math problem. It is financially impossible to manually hire a human team to create a podcast episode or a promo video for every single cooking class in Seattle. You can't do it.
You go bankrupt.
In a week. The unit economics don't work.
So the shelf space stays empty, or at least very, very boring. And this is where it gets really interesting. This is where the Auto Content API shifts the whole paradigm.
Right.
The source material talks about content transformation, not just creation. It's moving from linear production, one person makes one thing, to parallel production.
It's an API-first approach. It decouples the idea from the execution. You feed data in a URL, a PDF, a list of events, and the API just spins out broadcast-ready assets in multiple formats all at the same time.
So it's changing the cost curve.
Completely. From linear to, like, logarithmic.
Okay, that sounds great in a slide deck, but let's see what that looks like in practice. Strategy number one from our research. Programmatic SEO.
Mm.
Now, I know programmatic SEO sounds a bit dry, but this is actually the holy grail for a company like Eventbrite.
It is the backbone of their organic traffic, for sure. Programmatic SEO, or PSEO, is when you automatically generate thousands of landing pages to capture search traffic.
Which Eventbrite already does with those things to do in Phoenix pages.
They do, but the risk with PSEO is always thin content.
Right. I call these zombie pages. You search for something, you click the link, and it's just a generic template with a list of links. It feels dead.
It feels dead. And more importantly, Google hates that. They penalize you for it.
Why, though?
Because it offers no unique value to the user. But this is where Auto Content API offers a multimedia solution to fix this problem. Imagine you land on the Things to Do in Phoenix page.
Okay.
Instead of just a static list of links, there is an embedded audio player. It's a This Week in Phoenix podcast.
And just to be clear, that podcast isn't some, you know, generic stock audio.
Yeah.
According to the API specs, it's two AI hosts generated by the system, actually discussing the specific events listed right there on that page.
It's contextual. Hey, did you see the jazz festivals happening downtown this Saturday? That kind of thing.
And it goes further, right?
It says, using the Video Create Shorts endpoint, that same page could have a vertical 9:16 video summarizing the top five events in Phoenix. It features an AI avatar, subtitles, background images, the whole package.
So suddenly, this thin zombie page is rich with media. You're watching the video, you're listening to the audio, But does Google actually care if there's a video on the page?
Google cares about user behavior. This creates dwell time.
Dwell time.
It's a massive ranking factor for search algorithms. If you stay on the page for 2 minutes to watch a video instead of bouncing in 5 seconds, Google's algorithm thinks, hey, this page is valuable.
And Eventbrite shoots up the rankings.
Exactly. It's the signaling quality through engagement.
So it's not just about looking cool. It's about hacking the ranking algorithm by actually providing something worth consuming.
Correct. It transforms a directory into a destination.
And the scale. We have to keep reminding you of the scale here. This isn't for one city.
Oh, no.
This can happen for every city Eventbrite serves, turning all those static lists into dynamic multimedia experiences for, what does the pricing say? Cents per asset.
That's the radical efficiency the source talks about. We are moving from dollars to cents.
Okay, so that helps Eventbrite get traffic. That solves their B2C problem. But Eventbrite is a two-sided marketplace. They have to keep the event organizers happy.
The people actually selling the tickets.
Right. And this brings us to strategy number two, empowering the organizers.
This is a huge B2B growth lever. Most people listing events on Eventbrite aren't professional marketers.
Not at all.
They are yoga instructors, local bands, charity organizers. They need to sell tickets, but they do not have a marketing team.
And they definitely don't have $300 to pay an agency for one promo video.
They barely have the budget for the venue. So enter what the source calls the faceless channel concept.
Okay.
Imagine a feature in the Eventbrite dashboard. The organizer just pastes the link to their event description.
Just the URL, no script writing or anything.
Just the URL. The AutoContent API ingests that page. It understands the context. It's a wine tasting, it's a tech meetup, and then it automatically generates marketing assets for them.
So boom, just like that, you get a 60-second hype video for TikTok or YouTube Shorts. It's got an avatar, subtitles, energy.
And it can also generate a podcast ad script and the actual audio file to run on local ad networks. Check out the wine tasting this Friday at 7.
Okay, talk to me about the cost here. Because if I'm a yoga instructor, this still sounds expensive. If Eventbrite charges me $50 for this, I'm probably not doing it.
That is the arbitrage opportunity. If an organizer went to an agency, they're paying hundreds. But Eventbrite, using this API, can generate that short video for about 400 credits.
And what's that in real money?
On the business plan, that is roughly 4 euros.
4 euros?
Yeah.
That creates a massive margin for them.
Huge. Eventbrite could offer this as a paid premium tier for organizers, or even just as a value add to lock them into the platform.
List with us and we handle your social content.
It's a powerful value proposition. It makes the platform sticky. You can't leave because you lose your free marketing team.
Okay, let's go bigger. Eventbrite is global. But the world speaks a lot of different languages. Strategy three is about global expansion and localization.
This is a classic barrier to entry for so many companies. You have a great event, maybe a global conference, but all your promo material is in English. You're missing a huge chunk of your potential audience.
The source material mentions the API supports over 50 languages, but we've seen translation tools before. Is this just, you know, Google Translate with a voiceover?
It's more sophisticated. It's about asset resynthesis.
Resynthesis.
So you have a major conference on Eventbrite. You feed the English promo stuff into the API. It doesn't just translate the text or resynthesizes the audio, the video.
Yeah.
Lip syncing in some cases. Suddenly you have promo assets in Spanish, German, French, and Japanese instantly.
And there's a specific feature here that really stood out to me. Voice cloning.
This is where it gets really, really futuristic.
Mm-hmm.
The API has a voice cloning endpoint. Let's say you have a famous keynote speaker for your conference.
Okay.
They record one sample of their voice.
Yeah.
Just a few minutes.
That's it.
That's it. The API clones that voice. Now, Eventbrite can generate localized audio updates. Hey, I'm excited to see you in Berlin, in that speaker's voice, but speaking perfect German.
That is wild. It maintains the authenticity of the personal brand, but scales it across any language barrier.
It effectively multiplies the total addressable market for that event overnight. You aren't just selling to English speakers in Berlin. Mm-hmm. You're selling to Berliners.
So we've covered search traffic and organizer tools. But what about Eventbrite's own brand? They produce a lot of content, tips and guides, news and trends.
Mm-hmm.
Strategy four is about using deep research for their own content strategy.
This creates what the source calls an intelligence engine. The API has a deep research endpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important to distinguish this from just asking a chatbot a question.
Right, because standard chatbots hallucinate. They make things up or they rely on training data that's 2 years old.
Exactly. Deep research uses agents powered by models like Gemini or OpenAI to actually browse the live web. It reads reputable sources, it cross-references claims, it synthesizes its findings into a structured report.
So let's walk through that. The Eventbrite blog team wants to write about, say, emerging nightlife trends in 2026.
Okay.
Instead of spending a week Googling, they just trigger the API.
The API scans the web, finds the data from industry reports, maybe even niche forums, and synthesizes a report. But then, and this is that content transformation part again, it automatically converts that report into a blog post, a podcast discussion between two AI agents debating the trends.
And a LinkedIn slide deck, it says here.
And even a slide deck. One input, three outputs. And you can automate the input, too, with recurring research.
So, like, every Monday morning, the marketing team gets a briefing delivered to them.
Or a blog post ready to publish, keeping their advice blog ahead of the curve automatically. It positions Eventbrite as the authority without the massive overhead of a research department. It turns their content team from writers into editors.
Okay, moving on to strategy 5. This one is less about marketing and more about, well, friction, support, and education.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, setting up a complex event with different ticket tiers and early bird pricing, it can be confusing.
It can be a nightmare. And new organizers really struggle with it. Eventbrite has a help center, an organizer resource hub, but it's mostly just text, boring manuals.
And nobody reads the manual. We all just want the answer now. I usually just search YouTube for a tutorial.
Which takes you off the platform. So the transformation here is turning those text manuals into engaging media right there in the dashboard.
How?
Use the API to crawl the support pages, how to set up ticket tiers, and generate 60-second explainer videos.
Explainer videos is a specific output type mentioned.
Yes, and they're optimized for this. You put a video on the help page, you reduce support tickets, users figure it out faster, they're happier, and it reduces the load on your human customer support team.
There was also an interesting angle here about internal knowledge, a private podcast network.
Right. Eventbrite is a big company. They have staff updates, compliance briefs, product launches.
A lot of memos nobody reads.
Exactly. So instead, they can turn that text into an internal podcast.
So the sales team can listen to the new product updates while they're commuting to work or at the gym.
It exploits audio time. That time when you can't look at a screen, but you can listen. It aligns the team much faster. It turns dead time into learning time.
Okay, strategy 6. This one is for the speed demons, real-time newsjacking.
Mm-hmm. In the attention economy, timing is everything. Newsjacking is when you inject your brand into a breaking news story.
How does the tech work?
The Auto Content API integrates with X, what used to be Twitter and Reddit data feeds. So it's constantly listening to the world.
Okay.
So picture this scenario. The API detects a trending topic in a specific city. Let's say a movie about jazz goes viral and suddenly searches for jazz spike in Chicago.
The API catches that trend in real time.
It catches it. Then it triggers a search on Eventbrite's own database for jazz events in Chicago. It finds them. Then it generates a Jazz in Chicago promotional video scripted, voiced, edited, and posts it to social media.
And this happens how fast?
In minutes. That's the whole point. It happens while the topic is still trending. A human team would take days to even notice the trend, hold a meeting, approve a budget, hire an editor. By then, the trend is dead.
This allows Eventbrite to ride viral waves programmatically. It removes the human latency from marketing.
Exactly. It makes the marketing as fast as the news cycle.
It's incredible. We've covered a lot of ground here. We've gone from fixing SEO with podcasts to automating support videos, to catching viral trends. But I have to ask, does this actually work? Is the content any good?
Right.
Because if it all sounds robotic, it won't work.
That's the valid concern.
Yeah.
But the tech has crossed a threshold. We aren't trying to make a Scorsese film here.
Good point.
We are making functional utility content.
Yeah.
An explainer video, a list of events, a news update. For those use cases, the API quality is basically indistinguishable from average human production, but at a tiny fraction of the cost.
So if we zoom out, there are really three main levers we're talking about here. First, hyperscalability, just flooding the market with content.
Second is radical efficiency, dropping costs from hundreds of dollars to literal cents. That changes the entire business model.
And third is omnichannel ubiquity, being on Spotify, YouTube, TikTok, and Google simultaneously, all from a single source of truth.
It feels like we are entering a new era of the web.
The source material calls it the move toward the agentic web. What does that actually mean in plain English?
It means we are moving to a place where AI agents, software robots, are doing the searching and consuming for us. And these agents, They rely on structured data and audio indexing, audio SEO, to figure out what's relevant.
So if you aren't producing audio and video at scale,
you become invisible to the AI agents that will be searching on behalf of users.
That is a heavy thought. It's not just about humans finding you anymore. It's about the bots finding you so they can tell the humans. But I have one final question for you, a provocative thought to leave our listeners with.
Go for it.
If content production becomes effectively free and infinite, if Eventbrite can generate millions of assets with a click and so can all their competitors, what is left? What becomes the valuable thing?
That is the ultimate question, isn't it? If production is a commodity, the only differentiator left is curation and trust. If Eventbrite uses this API to generate millions of assets, the real challenge becomes maintaining the soul of the events. How do you make sure that amidst all this automation, the human connection of the actual live experience isn't lost?
Right. We can automate the invitation, but we can't automate the party.
That is the challenge of the next era. The value moves from making the content to knowing what content is worth making.
Well, on that note, we will leave you to ponder the future of the agentic web. Thanks for diving in with us today.
Always a pleasure.